simplifying AOA regulations for small aircraft. Alaska Air reaches a 5-year deal with IAM, and new radar detects 2 levels of turbulence. This is Aero News for Thursday, February 6, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA on Wednesday took an important step to help improve safety in small aircraft by simplifying design approval requirements for a cockpit instrument known as the Angle of Attack Indicator, or AOA. An angle of attack is the angle between a plane's wing and the oncoming air. If the angle of attack becomes too great, the wing can stall and lose lift. If a pilot fails to recognize and correct the situation, a stall could lead to loss of control of the aircraft and an abrupt loss of altitude. Stalls can happen during any phase of flight, but they are critical when planes are near the ground and have less room to recover, such as during landing and takeoff. Under this new policy, manufacturers must build the AOA indicator systems according to standards from the American Society for Testing and Materials, or ATSM, and apply for FAA approval for the design via a letter certifying that the equipment meets ATSM standards and was produced under required quality systems. The FAA's Chicago Aircraft Certification Office will process all applications to ensure consistent interpretation of the policy. The FAA believes that this streamlined policy may serve as a prototype for production approval and installation of other add-on aircraft systems in the future. Alaska Airlines and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers have reached a tentative agreement on a new 5-year contract for the carrier's 2,500 clerical, office, and passenger service employees. The proposed contract includes pay raises and job security provisions, among other improvements. The current 3-year contract became amendable on January 1st. Results of a ratification vote of the new contract are expected in early April. As some of you may know, contracts in the airline industry do not expire. Once they become amendable, the current contract simply remains in effect until a new agreement is ratified. Rockwell Collins has unveiled its new multi-scan threat track weather radar, which provides new atmospheric threat assessment capabilities for air transport aircraft. The company will be showcasing the new system at next week's Singapore Air Show. Multi-scan threat track builds on Rockwell Collins' multi-scan weather radar to deliver additional features and to further increase safety and efficiency. For example, the system's advanced capabilities go beyond hail and lightning prediction within a thunderstorm cell. For example, the system's advanced capabilities go beyond hail and lightning prediction within a thunderstorm cell and alerts pilots to these significant threats adjacent to the cell. If these thunderstorms are growing ahead and below the aircraft, ThreatTrack's predictive overflight protection warns the flight crew if the cells will be in the aircraft's flight path. In addition, Multiscan ThreatTrack is the first in the industry to feature 2 levels of turbulence detection, severe and ride quality, which more accurately informs flight crews of the type of turbulence in their path. American Airlines is debuting the new radar on its new next-generation Boeing 737 fleet. As we reported earlier this week, the House Transportation Aviation Subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to examine the ongoing implementation of the FAA Modernization and Reform Act, which Congress passed 2 years ago. Committee Chairman Bill Schuster, Republican of Pennsylvania, cautioned in his opening statement that if the agency and Congress are not proactive, the United States could lose its position as the global leader in aviation. Subcommittee Chair Frank Lobiondo, Republican of New Jersey, praised the FAA and Administrator Michael Huerta for moving forward on UAS integration into the national airspace system, but also noted there are some 200 mandates included in the law, and that while the FAA has made progress in some areas, it remains challenged in others. The hearing featured testimony by FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, among others. Silk Air has taken delivery of its first next-generation 737-800. The delivery also marked the start of the Singapore-based airline's transition to an all-Boeing fleet. Over the coming years, Boeing will deliver a total of 23 737-800s and 31 737 MAX 8s to Silk Air. Silk Air is a full-service airline and the regional wing of Singapore Airlines. It currently flies more than 350 weekly flights to 45 destinations in 12 countries. The Boeing 737-800 is the best-selling version of the highly successful next-generation 737 family, the most technologically advanced airplanes in the single-aisle market. When Aero News continues, go west, young rover, go west. A potential airport shooting diffused in Houston, and the A350 XWB debuts in Qatar.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Thursday, February 6th. I'm Glenn Moyer. It's Curiosity, not a Conestoga wagon. But the team operating NASA's Mars rover will likely drive the rover westward, over a dune and across a valley with fewer sharp rock hazards than alternative routes. A final decision on whether to pass through this valley will ride on evaluation of a short drive planned this week toward the top of the dune that lies across Dingo Gap. The dune is about 3 feet high at its center, tapered off at both ends of the gap between two low scarps. A color view assembled from images taken by Curiosity's mast camera on the east side of the dune shows details of the valley that the rover may traverse later this month. NASA's Mars Science Laboratory project is using Curiosity to assess ancient habitable environments and major changes in Martian environmental conditions. A man working as a TSA officer at George Bush Intercontinental Houston Airport was arrested Monday after allegedly telling his supervisor that he'd, quote, rather vent than come back and shoot up the place, end quote. The TSA officer is Gino Mouton of Houston. He was arrested after allegedly making that and similar statements in a conversation that occurred on January 25th with his supervisor, multiple times during the conversation, by the way, at least according to a report appearing on HOU.com. The supervisor, who was not identified in the story, said she reported Mouton to Human Resources, and he was warned to stay away from the airport or any other TSA office or facility. Mouton reportedly returned to the airport then on January 29th, not wearing his TSA uniform. TSA supervisors said they were concerned about a potential threat because he'd shown up at the airport after being told not to do so. Mouton also holds a permit from the state of Texas to carry a concealed handgun. Mouton was arrested and charged with a felony of making a terrorist threat. He was being held in lieu of $5,000 bond and has a court date set for March the 7th. An A350 XWB flight test aircraft has made its premier appearance at Doha's new Hamad International Airport on its way to the Singapore Air Show. The visit is part of the entry into service preparations between Airbus and Qatar Airways, the A350 XWB launch customer, who will take delivery of its first aircraft in quarter four of this year. During the visit, the aircraft was welcomed by Qatar Airways CEO Akbar Al Baker, as well as government officials eager to see the aircraft performing in Qatar's skies. The A350 XWB, by the way, XWB stands for Extra Wide Body, I know some folks like that, is an all-new mid-size long-range product line comprising three versions, the new family, whose fuselage cross-section is optimized for full long-range passenger comfort in all classes, will bring a 25% step change in efficiency compared with existing aircraft in this size category. To date, the A350XWB has won 812 orders from 39 customers worldwide. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thank you, as always, for listening. You're now cleared for departure.